Our Deputy Leader, the Right Honourable Nigel Dodds, MP for North Belfast. Nigel, come and collect your card.
Thank you very much, Maurice. And certainly it's great to hear Edwin this morning and putting so much energy and drive into the Department of Health compared to what we had previously. Members of the House of Lords, fellow members of Parliament, member of the European Parliament, members of the Legislative Assembly, councillors from every council in Northern Ireland, delegates and friends. And as deputy leader of this party, I have to say I never get tired of introducing a speech with those words, because they show that we as a party have come such a long way. But while we have achieved many successes, there is much still to be done, as Edwin was saying in his speech. And it's at conference that it's right to look back, of course, but it's more important that we look forward. And standing still is simply not an option. Now, we, none of us in this room can know what the future will bring, but one thing that we are assured of is this, that the future will and must look different to our present reality. Franklin Roosevelt put it this way: there are many things, ways in which to move forward, but only one way to stand still. And we are a party moving forward. Now, in setting out a vision for the future at this party conference, I think I might have to be careful about what I say this morning. I'm conscious of John McAllister. One wrong word and he was not just removed from his post as deputy leader, but the post was abolished altogether. Although I have to say, after the SDLP conference, I'm sure Alistair MacDonald wishes he could abolish Dolores Kelly. I, for one, am glad, I'm sure, like you, that we're in a party that is united and strong. We can take pride today that we're in a party that works together to get things done. You know, that's the way it's always been done in the Democratic Unionist Party. And we are committed at every level that that's the way it's going to be into the future as well. Just over 40 years ago, Dr. Paisley laid down the vision for this party. He drew on the lesson learned by unionists a century ago, and this party was built on unity. All unionists know that divided we fall, but united we can build a Northern Ireland in which we can proudly take our place on the world stage. Today, Peter Robinson is building upon that great legacy. And as our leader, Peter has been the architect of electoral success, of expanding our reach, of setting out the vision for unionism into a second century. Ladies and gentlemen, in this room is the future of unionism. And that future and make no mistake about it, that future shines brightly under the leadership of Peter Robinson. In this party, you don't have to worry about what you say on unionist unity. In the Ulster Unionist, David McNary got thrown out of the party for being too pro-unionist unity. And then we had John McAllister thrown out because he was too much against it. The Ulster Unionists are becoming a bit like faulty towers. Instead of don't mention the war, it's don't mention unionist unity, whatever you do. We're a party united at every level, ready to face towards the future. Yes, we still have great challenges in Northern Ireland, and there are evil people who want to drag us backwards. The terrible, despicable murder of David Black reminds us of that. But together the people of Northern Ireland will face down and defeat these elements, just as we have at every juncture in our history. And delegates, as we enter the second century of unionism, there's never been a better time to be a unionist. More than that, there's never been a better time to say you're from Northern Ireland. 2012 has indeed been our time, our place. The Olympics and the Paralympics showcased the United Kingdom at its best, and wasn't it great to see Northern Ireland take its place at the heart of it all? From the opening seconds of the amazing opening ceremony, with its images of the Giant's Causeway and the words Northern Ireland beamed across the world, to the outstanding achievement of our athletes. Nothing represented the Olympic spirit more than our great rowers, and we all marvelled at the efforts of Alan Campbell and the Chambers brothers, Richard and Peter. And of course, it was not just our rowers who brought success. Many of us have proudly posted letters in the goal post boxes of our Paralympians, Jason Smith, Michael McKillop, and Bethany Firth. We have all watched with pride as our golfers have won major golf tournaments. And well done to Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell. And of course, not forgetting Darren Clark, OBE. Congratulations, Darren. A great and well-deserved honour. But it's not only sport that has brought us such pride. This year saw the opening of the new Metropolitan Arts Centre in Belfast, the great and iconic Titanic building in Belfast, the Giant's Causeway Visitor Centre. And next year we'll see the World Police and Fire Games with over 10,000 participants and 15,000 visitors coming to Belfast. And what about the great G8 Summit coming to Fermanagh next year? What an event. Unthinkable. Unthinkable just a few short years ago. And then there's Londonderry as the United Kingdom City of Culture in 2013. Perhaps now that he's met the Queen, Martin McGuinness will even get along to the Brit Awards. Make a change from being at the Brit South Awards, anyway. I want to say here today, and I'm sure all of this conference will join with me in saying, well done to Peter Robinson and the executive. And all the others who have worked so hard to bring about these great developments. Because make no mistake about it, none of these achievements would have been possible without a locally devolved executive under DUP leadership. And of course, none of us will forget 2012, above all for the celebration surrounding the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. What a fitting tribute that was for 60 years of dedicated and unwavering service, not just to this country, but to the whole of the Commonwealth on the part of Her Majesty. And it was a particular delight to be amongst the crowds at Stormont and to stand beside many of you as we welcomed Her Majesty to Northern Ireland. And I know all of us savoured the moment and the opportunity by our presence to thank the Queen for all she has done. Yes, this year has truly been a year to remember for so many reasons. But it's also been a year that's been a seminal year for us as unionists. In September, we marked the 100th anniversary of the signing of the Ulster Covenant and its sister document, the Declaration. A covenant is rightly considered one of the great political statements of the 20th century. It inspired hundreds of thousands of ordinary men and women to stand up for the Union and ultimately led to the creation of Northern Ireland. And today, survey after survey shows more support than ever for the maintenance of the Union. I see Gerry Adams is running around, even going to America, calling for support for a united Ireland and demanding a border poll. Talk about being out of touch. Poor old Gerry is so self-deluded, he's the only one who still thinks he isn't in the IRA. I think I think if somebody comes and knocks on his door, or on the door of the President of the United States, and says, you know, there's a Republican out here who wants to talk to you about unity, I don't think they'd be thinking about the bearded wonder. You think it's Mitt Romney come to make up after the election. Ladies and gentlemen, 100 years on from the covenant, we, the descendants of that great generation of Ulster men and women, can confidently say, the Union is here to stay. And that union is as important for us today as it was for our forefathers 100 years ago. And it is with sadness then that we watch the nationalists in Scotland seek to undo the bonds of union which bound us through history. But just as we have advocated the union here in Northern Ireland successfully, so we will be the advocates, along with our fellow citizens in the United Kingdom, for the union in the midst of a Scottish referendum. And just as we have been proved right here, so I believe that the people of Scotland will see that we are better together, better when we are united as one kingdom. This party believes strongly that together the United Kingdom has significant influence in the world, and there's no doubt that the breakup of the union would be financially, culturally, and politically devastating for all of the British people. As unionists, we oppose any move that would erode the shared cohesion of the constituent parts that make up this kingdom. We have a shared past, we have strength together in the present, and when the people of Scotland finally vote against independence, so we will see our union flourish into the future. Now, strength for the future is found in unity. Sometimes a vision for the future and respect for the past can find themselves in conflict. But for us as unionists, the past is our inspiration for the future. A century ago, Ulster led the global market. We built the greatest ships which sailed the world. We led the way in linen production and engineering. People flocked to Belfast and to Ulster for work. But while the global market has changed, our vision of the future draws on the past. Our economic vision for Northern Ireland is this: we must build a future where we are once again a global player, not in linen or shipbuilding or heavy engineering, but rather a global leader in new technology and finance. What we learn from the past is this: a Northern Ireland that earns its living in the global market will provide opportunity for all of its people. We have a highly skilled and motivated workforce. We have a well-educated young people. We need to build an economy and a platform for economic growth which allows our people to succeed. Now the naysayers, especially in the media, will tell us that this is not possible. The immediate is used to distract from the long term. Every problem is presented as insurmountable. Every difficulty becomes a crisis. But despite that opposition, our answer is simple and clear. We in Ulster have done it before, and we can do it again. We in this party will be relentless in our pursuit of a better future for all of our people. Northern Ireland is moving forward, and the basis of success can already be seen in the economic field. There's been significant growth in our exports, increased investment in research and development by local companies, and continued high rates of foreign direct investment compared to other regions of the United Kingdom. But we want to achieve more, and that is why the DUP is pursuing the devolution of corporation tax, which will be a foundation in achieving economic recovery and growth. While others squabble and engage in daily party infighting, we remain focused. focused. Our resolve is unwavering. We continue to work to meet the needs of real people on the ground where it matters. We're striving to make change in the lives of people in Northern Ireland for the better. We have never been a party of empty rhetoric and broken promises. We've always been the party of delivery, and we will continue to deliver in the future. And that is why we are working tirelessly to deliver these new economic levers that will make a real and lasting change to our economy. Now, at the next election, we will be judged on what we have done. And that is where I believe our record of hard work, dedication, and unrivaled constituency support, day in, day out, in the townlands, villages, towns, and cities of our province, will stand up to scrutiny. This party is a party which engages, as we have already seen this morning in this conference and in the events which took place yesterday, a party which engages across all sections of our community. For too long, some communities have been left behind. But we will not allow these communities to be silenced or marginalised. As the MP for North Belfast, I know only too well that for years, communities and sections of our people were neglected, but not by this party. With the privilege of being elected comes the responsibility of service. And we must never forget, that for most people, most of the time, their only contact with politics or politicians is when they or their community need help. People ask, how do we motivate young people? How do we get more people involved in politics? How do we increase turnout at elections? And there's been articles and books and everything else written about it. I tell you, it's by making a difference for individuals and families, by engaging with communities directly and personally at local level, by providing a voice for those who need to be heard. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, we were delighted to welcome another new member to our party as an addition to our DUP group in Belfast City Call, the Shankill councillor, Frank McCubbrey. On joining us, Frank said, "It is because of the record of delivery for areas such as my own that I have joined the DUP, and because of the leadership the party has shown in not just highlighting these, but in achieving outcomes." But it's not just elected representatives. Our record will only stand up to scrutiny because of each one of you, because of your hard work each day and every day, working and supporting local communities to keep Northern Ireland moving forward. So I say thank you for your service to the party and to your community. Now, in Westminster, our influence is growing, as is being felt, and the attendance of the Secretary of State later today and the Shadow Secretary of State last night here at our conference only serves to highlight our ever-growing status in Parliament. We're not some bit players being pushed around. As Vernon Coker said last night, we play a key and pivotal role, from scrutinising the government to proactively setting forth our agenda. We're working tirelessly for the people of Northern Ireland. But while we are taking our seats to represent the people of Northern Ireland, others who are elected are allowed to absent themselves while still claiming all the expenses and all the costs. Sinn Féin has a choice: take their seats and engage on the issues, or face the prospect of losing the money from Westminster. No longer can Sinn Féin be allowed to have it both ways. They can't be allowed to have one foot inside Westminster, going to the Parliament periodically, mob-handed to allow the likes of Declan Kearney to spout sectarian speeches and pick up their expense payments while doing nothing for the people they purport to represent there. It's time for Parliament to act and deal with this situation, and we will be making sure that they do that once and for all. And where there's injustice, we will not be afraid to speak out. Indeed, just this past week, we tabled debates in Parliament, not just on security in Northern Ireland, but also on the issue of the Armed Forces Covenant. In Northern Ireland, we know only too well, don't we, the cost of conflict and standing up to tyranny. This year, on Remembrance Day, the bravery of our young soldiers hit home very forcefully once again. The funeral of Corporal Channing Day reminded us of the sacrifice of so many. She served with honour and distinction. A young woman from these shores who left her home to tend those injured on the battlefield. And her sacrifice for freedom and that of the other heroes from Ulster who likewise have given their all will always be remembered and will always be honoured. The Armed Forces Covenant must be fully implemented across the whole of the United Kingdom for the benefit of our servicemen and women. And just as we have pursued this issue in Westminster, I want to make special mention also of Brenda Hale in the Assembly. Because Brenda knows the importance of this issue far better and far more deeply than anyone else. And her tenacity in the Assembly, and even before she was elected, shows how we are united at all levels of this party in making a difference for those who serve and have served in the armed forces. So we will continue to fight for justice for our servicemen and women. People say, ladies and gentlemen, that this society is changing. But the real mark of progress will come as people start to reach across the community divide. My own constituency of North Belfast is a place which has shown glimpses of the future, but unfortunately has been affected badly by the mindsets of the past. And just this summer, we have once again been subjected to the irrational and inconsistent decisions of the Parades Commission. And instead of solving problems, the Commission has become the tool of entrenchment of division in our society. We must never have another summer like last summer. And the work for change starts now. That change starts with finding an alternative, yes, to the chaotic mess created by the Parades Commission. But that's just the beginning. Sinn Féin need to make up their mind. Do they want to be part of the new future in Northern Ireland? Or do they want to be simply the voice of opposition and protest? Do they want to support justice and policing? Or do they want to simply stand and protest outside police headquarters when it suits them? They need to decide if they're going to stop looking over one shoulder at the SDLP and over the other shoulder at dissidents and instead start to change their focus and look ahead. No problem is insurmountable. If people come to a problem with a will to make lasting change, then real change is achievable. North Belfast proves that. The Northern Ireland of today proves that. The will exists, transformation can be made. And in my area, progress was made on the Girdwood site when we all the parties, worked together. That Girdwood site stands as a beacon to what can be achieved in the future. But it simply can't be a one-off. That kind of approach must be the norm. We have many, many problems to face in the coming days. And at this conference, we are facing up to those problems and those challenges. And while we have often been good in the past at simply pointing out the faults in others, we need to realise that problems will not be solved and the future will not be built unless we are willing to engage seriously ourselves and continue to engage seriously in the hard work that needs doing. We know what the problems are, But we need to stop and question the merits of continually apportioning blame. Yes, working with parties diametrically opposed to us is not easy, but that does not mean that we should not work to deliver what is self-evidently in the best interest of everyone in Northern Ireland. It's said that life is understood backwards, but it can only be lived forwards. And it's only when all of us learn this lesson that Northern Ireland will enter truly a new future. We in this party are ready to lead. We are ready to cut across and have shown that, to cut across traditional boundaries in the process of delivering what is truly a shared future. To build a future is not a declaration that the past doesn't matter, because make no mistake, wrongdoing in the past will be held to account by this party. We will not allow anyone to rewrite the history of the last 40 years of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. But we all of us also need to realise that in these days of economic uncertainty, people out there looking forward want to see their politicians working together to solve problems, and we must never abrogate our responsibility in that regard. Changing attitudes is a slow process, but we can't stand still. And a shared society is not made by standing on the sidelines. A shared society is built by words and action. Much has been achieved, but the biggest mistake we in this party could make would be to sit back with satisfaction and simply dwell on our successes and congratulate each other and pat each other in the back. Yes, delegates, we have achieved an enormous amount. We started this journey just over 40 years ago, and now we are the biggest party by far in Northern Ireland. But all of that hard work and all of that success will have been for nothing if we do not build on that success. History will not judge us simply on the elections we win. Futures rest on what we do with the power that we have been given. And if we simply take the power of electoral success and hold on to it for ourselves, we will have failed in the long run. But if we use our mandate to build a future, to put in place a broad coalition, maximizing our strength without compromising our principles, then we will have built something which truly lasts. We have come a long way, but there is still much to do. We are a party united in strength, vision, and voice. And so we say today, let us continue to move forward. Let us be proud of where we have come from. Let us be proud of our Britishness. Let us be proud of our Queen and country. But conference, also let us be proud of what we build in the future. Let us together build a better Northern Ireland for all of our people, prosperous, united, and strong moving forward. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.